Earlier this year, President Trump declared victory over ISIS after the terror group was kicked out from its last stronghold in Syria. Today, we hear stunning news about the human costs of the fight against ISIS. Amnesty International and the monitoring group Air Wars studied the effects of a U.S.-led air assault on Raqqa, the self-declared ISIS capital in Syria. That was in 2017, and they concluded the assault killed more than 1,600 civilians, 10 times what government officials reported. Chris Woods is the founder of Air Wars, and he joins us now from London. How could the military be off by so much?
I think the challenge that we've had with the US-led coalition, and these were primarily US air and artillery strikes that drove ISIS out of Raqqa, is that they haven't been on the ground themselves. They have not carried out any ground investigations since the defeat of ISIS in that city. And so it's been left to NGOs and monitors to pick up the slack.
So you're saying that because the U.S. war was an air war, they were just guessing at the casualties on the ground?
It was an air and artillery war. Many times, the coalition simply didn't know where the civilians were. There were tens and tens of thousands of civilians trapped in the city, mostly hiding. And most civilians died when the buildings they were in collapsed down on top of them.
So buildings collapsed and killed the people hiding inside them. The report says the cases your group documented could amount to human rights violations.
Well, we've identified almost 500 individual civilian harm events that took place in Raqqa, according to the local population. And it's certainly our contention that some of those events would appear to have violated the laws of war, particularly around the questions of proportionality and distinction. If we don't know where the civilians are, and we can't distinguish between civilian and combatant, which was often the case at Raqqa, the laws of war are under severe pressure, and that's what we believe happened.
How did you actually get your data?
Amnesty was on the ground for approximately 2 months, multiple field investigations, interviewing hundreds of eyewitnesses and survivors, documenting, videoing sites of attack and so on. Air Wars had also collected, during the Battle of Raqqa, reports from the ground. We'd archived that material, almost 500 alleged incidents from Raqqawis themselves. And then we crowdsourced thousands of volunteers who assessed more than 2 million satellite images to help us determine where and when some 11,000 buildings in Raqqa had been destroyed or severely damaged. So when we put all of that information together alongside our dialogue with the coalition over the last year or two, and indeed the cases the coalition had confirmed already for Raqqa, we built up this very substantial understanding of civilian harm, which, as the report says, is approximately 10 times greater than the coalition itself is conceding.
Yeah, as you know, the Pentagon has said repeatedly it takes great care to avoid civilian casualties. Have you spoken with the Pentagon about this, and what did they say?
Well, we've been in contact with the coalition today. They have put out a lengthy statement, and they say that they are looking at the allegations in our report. We're encouraged by that. In fact, just today, in their latest regular monthly civilian casualty report, the coalition conceded a further 15 deaths during the Battle of Raqqa. Both of the incidents that they conceded were originally Air Wars referrals. So they do take Air Wars and Amnesty seriously. We are looking forward to engaging with them on these many cases that we've looked at, and to see if they'll substantially review their estimates of civilian harm at Raqqa. It's important that they get this right. Undercounting civilian deaths by a factor of 10 is in nobody's interest.
Chris Woods, the founder of Air Wars, speaking with us from London. Thank you.
Thank you.